Кирилл Китаев.
Part one,
theoretical one Russian criminal court, the interdiction of hard to help without special circumstances. It's a typical violent crime, for example, after fire. Around 50,000 sentences are passed on this article every year. More than one-third of all sentences are sentenced to incarceration. Maximum sentence is 8 years of incarceration. It's part two of Article 158 of Russian Criminal Code. It says with aggravated circumstances by rule, burglary, etc. This is a usual property crime. Probability for sentencing for real incarceration more than 20%. Russian courts have more than 115,000 of these cases per year. Maximum sentence is 5 years of incarceration. And last part one of Article 228 of Russian Criminal Code, the buying, keeping, transportation of producing drugs without selling them. It's a typical drug with this crime. More than 50,000 people are sentenced for this offense every year. Around 20% sentenced to incarceration. Maximum sentence of this article is 3 years of incarceration. To make our analysis clear, we take only cases with one accused person and one crime in each case. These cases are around 70% of all cases for this crime. In order to test our hypothesis, independent variables are grouped in several types. We have aggregated them into groups to measure the role of formal logic, or formal legal logic. Absolute legal variables are the variables whose role is described as a formal rule in the criminal code or prosecutor criminal code. Traditional pseudo-legal variables are the ones which are not described in the criminal code or described as a past of variables from the first group. We call them pseudo-legal because for the role of each variable, there is a legal explanation in the Russian lawyer's discourse. For example, the fair trial incarceration should not play a big role in the imposition of penalty. But Russian lawyers usually explain that if the person had been incarcerated before trial, he or she is more dangerous for society. And also we analyze traditional extra-legal variables, gender, nationality, proxy nationality, for example. All our variables are dichotomous. We use trivial ordinary integration. We calculate integration for every type of crime separately because we think that regularities may be different for different crimes. Some technical explanation. R square is a statistical criterion which shows a part of variation describing in this model. Here I show only the statistical significance. This is probability of unimportance of the variables. But don't show the regression coefficient betas because for this presentation it doesn't mean. Significant figures is, in this table. It means that smaller figures are more important. Yeah? The first of our model is based only on clear and legal variables. These are the reference to the criminal records in the sentence, the reference to aggravating and extenuating circumstances, and the order of, consideration of the case. Обычный порядок, особый порядок, player bargaining without player bargaining. Here we need to important thing. More than 95% of all aggravating circumstances in our sample are concerned with the criminal records or recidivism. Point 1A, Article 33 of Russian Criminal Code. But formally, the judge can refer to recidivism only under special circumstances, there are time limitations. Experts say that in real life, judge can see the criminal records without any connection to formal rules. This is 10 or 20% of cases for different crimes. There is a reference to the criminal records in the sentence, but there is no reference to aggravating circumstances. So we can ask, are the our legal condition really legal? As we see in this table, Russia puts really take into account the common parameters of the case, and these four predictors explain around one third of variation. What's important? The reference to the criminal records and the aggravating circumstances are significant for all three substances, and they both are significant at the same time. It obviously means that they are not synonymous for the judge. That means that the judge can check the criminal records when he or she can refer to them as an aggravating circumstance. Obviously, it's a topic for separate interpretation. We also learned that extenuating circumstances are important only for drug cases, and player parking is not important for theft cases. We also described the problem of Russian player bargaining in the other paper. At the next stage, we attend the next group of variables, traditional pseudo-legal variables. At this step, we can explain between one third and one half variation. As you can see, that extenuating circumstances, after including new variables, lost their role for the drug cases and occur significance for the theft case. The special order, as we know, loses significance for all cases except drugs. The role of the criminal records and the aggravating circumstance remains important in all cases. Based on the new variables, we get some interesting regularities. In all cases, pre-trial incarceration is significant. More important is more illegal of all pseudo-legal predictors. The fact that judges more often sentence to real prison for real prison terms does depend who have been detained during the investigation can be explained by two factors. The first is judges share belief that the person who is held in custody during the investigation is more dangerous and deserves to be further deprived of freedom and put into prison. The second source of such a decision is, according to judges themselves, is more frequent reversals of decisions by higher courts of sentences without real prison terms for those detained during the investigation. The reconciliation of parties, our next tendency, is important only for property crimes, which is obviously obvious mistake. The same is true for other cases. Interestingly, in the violent cases, judges do not attend to the activities of the accused person in the sphere of reconciliation or compensation. Surprisingly, admission of guilt by the accused plays a significant role. Also, we have no explanation for the insignificance of this factor for drug crime. Very important also is the insignificance of her children's part accused person. Formally, it's an extenuating circumstance. But we can see that this factor, as well as other aggravating circumstances, do not influence the probability of incarceration. In general, only the pseudo-aggravating circumstance is really important. It's any certificate of good conduct. From a workplace, neighborhood, community, at all. They are really important for property and violent cases. In the sociological language, the certificates are proxy variable for the social links, social networks. If the accused person has no links, he or she has no opportunities to get the certificates. At the next stage, we include three extra legal variables into the model. They don't change the general tendencies, but show one interesting fact. First, including the social variables, absolutely kills the role of extenuating circumstances. And secondly, we see real bias for the people with non-Slavonic last names in the drug cases. Some conclusions and comments for this regularity. Expert in Russian criminal justice, there are a lot of social or extra-legal biases. For example, the accused males are imprisoned more frequently than females. But systematic analysis showed the larger role of legal reasons. At the next stage, however, we learned that the mechanism of working with legal predictors or legal factors is not so legal. For example, admissions of guilt or imprisonment before trial plays a larger role than a lot of other non-legal factors. Or, for example, precocious criminal records are important in cases where the judge does not refer to them as to aggravating circumstances. All these regularities are the evidence of illegal or extra-legal mechanisms working in the legal, petition system of Russian courts. I'm sorry that I can't give big explanations. Thank you.